James Gunn's Supergirl is super sinking at the box office with projections dropping. It was a flop of a premiere. Panic now at DC and Warner Brothers, and dare I say, all the way up to the Ellisons. Today we'll show you all of the crazy videos from Millie Alcock, who now says Supergirl is stronger than Superman, objectively. What a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Pro Channel, where we continue to give you the news you need to know. Keeping you ahead of the culture curve is what we do with a zeal that even the Hollyweirds can feel. And Millie Alcock, the star of Supergirl, well, she's one of the real Hollyweirds, if you know what I mean. Rachel Zegler, you might even have some aspirational things to view out of Millie Alcock as she shows you a trick or two in destroying a box office. That's right, this sucker is now aimed lower than the Marvels in the latest box office projections. We'll talk about it. Smash that like button, and here we go. To say it was a fiasco would be an insult to fiascos. Supergirl was a tragic damage of Warner Brothers and DC. And we're going to start in a funny way because this just gives you some flavor as to how the night went. A journalist is barely, I mean barely, going to touch Millie Alcock to let her know they need to take a photo. And Cornsweat is going to dive in like a bodyguard ready to slam down enemy infiltrators. Get ready. Here we go. Wait a minute. We can't play whatever this music is. We'll just silence it. It's adding nothing. All right. Hang on. Millie, did you turn around? Whoa, man. Get you back off, Millie Alcock. You back off. She's Supergirl. What are you doing? Hang on one more time.
Come on, man.
Hey, Millie, could you turn around? We need to get a photo. Hey, what are you getting? This is Supergirl. Gosh darn it, she's stronger than me. This is the flavor of how last night went with Supergirl. Geeks and Gamers is covering it. Marvin is the author here. Supergirl star Millie Alcock sparks debate after claiming Kara is objectively stronger than Superman. Maybe this version of Superman. Says DC Studios Supergirl is once again finding herself at the center of online debate after Millie Alcock claimed her version of Kara Zor-El is objectively stronger than Superman. Here we go.
Who's going to win, you versus Superman?
I'm going to win, but it's because he's going to let me win. Because he is.
No, that's just his character.
Yeah.
But you're also stronger.
But I'm stronger.
Objectively.
Objectively stronger, yeah. So I'm going to win.
He's going to win because he's going to let me win because that's who he is. But I'm stronger, but he's going to let me win.
Marv, is it fair to say at the premiere that Millie Alcock was a little bit odd?
She seemed odd. I think that's fair to say.
Is that a little bubbly?
Yeah, like she seemed like she may have been having a great time.
Having a good time. We're having a great time. Not the same kind of time. Says a familiar franchise flashpoint. Whether Alcock intended it as a joke or not, or whether she even remembers saying it, the reaction highlights how sensitive many audiences become to comparisons between well-established male heroes and newer female leads. You all know the deal with Indy and all of that. By the way, it keeps getting worse. Supergirl stars Millie Alcock, again, Geeks and Gamers, get Marvin. She admits she's never seen the original Helen Slater Supergirl movie. Because why? Why would you ever dare watch the source material?
Not just that, bro. Has never also seen Captain Marvel or Wonder Woman or Black Widow or any female-led superhero movie ever.
And what did she say her favorite superhero film is, Marv?
I think The Incredibles is incredible. Both of them.
Is that in this one? Is that in this article?
Yeah, the video's in there for a second.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. You ever watched the original Supergirl movie?
I haven't. So,
do you watch a lot of comic book films?
No.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Have you gotten more into it through this experience and James Gunn kind of telling you about the ropes?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'd say my favorite, superhero film is The Incredibles.
Yeah.
That film
great choice.
Is so, so good. Both of them. Amazing.
And we'll get a third one soon, too.
She remembers them from when she was 5. All right.
Wow.
This premiere was just awful. How awful is it? Well, even Grace Randolph says, how unfortunate.
My goodness.
How unfortunate.
And then wouldn't you know it, people, the other critics, the ones who are like, hey, you can't ever say a bad thing about a girl, they are losing their minds about Grace Randolph. Scott Menzel is having to step in and try to save her, says the amount of people tweeting about Grace Randolph today proves not only how much influence she has, but also how recognizable and well-known she's become. I've known Grace since the beginning, and it's incredible to see someone maintain that level of cultural relevance and impact for nearly two decades. Whether you agree with her or not, building and sustaining an audience like that in the ever-changing entertainment space is no small feat.
What? What is this?
Jonas, yes, because we all they know don't know Grace what to Randolph do.
Because she's kind of ubiquitous in the space. She has more access than anyone can explain. Like, what? Why is this person? Why does this person show up at everything? It's like saying Mark Malkin is influential. Yes, Mark Malkin is influential, but that doesn't mean his opinions are legitimate.
Can I also point out they kept Millie Alcock away from Mark Malkin last night? Like, he did not get near her. I don't know if he was even there.
You're going to have to tell people who that is, Marv.
So, Mark Malkin,
the voice, please.
So, is this the gayest thing you've ever seen? That's Mark Malkin. He's the Variety reporter who constantly asks culture war questions. MAGA is really upset. MAGA is talking about your Superman movie. He is the bottom feederist of the bottom feeders. And I honestly wonder if maybe he was banned from this one after what he did at the Superman premiere. Because you remember the Superman premiere, he tried to bait everyone into culture war questions about Superman. James Gunn, like, backed away from him. I think Nathan Fillion backed away from him. And Sean Gunn, of course, gave him everything that he wanted.
Maybe that's what happened here. Maybe Corn Sweat, Superman star, maybe he thought that was Mr. Malkin was the photographer instead. And he's jumping in and saying, no, don't you ask, it's a Supergirl. You don't ask her a cultural question. You get out of here.
I mean, she's already talked about Supergirl as a queer icon and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, Mark Malkin is chomping at the bit to get a microphone in front of this girl. And he apparently wasn't there.
Corn Sweat might know how bad she is at this. It might literally be that he's like, this is the future of my career. You're tanking here. Maybe stop talking.
It's over now. Okay.
Because now he knows his sequel is going to probably tank because she's going to be in it.
Well, he probably was added in reshoots. He was definitely added in the second wave of marketing for this.
Mm. Yeah.
So following,
he's a better part.
Following the premiere, the numbers are dropping. So the box office now looks worse. We'll, of course, do the review this week. I don't want to. If Grace doesn't like it, oh my gosh. But Caro, we're now looking at a $200 million loss for Supergirl. And my thinking on this is it's actually come in sub 40. So they had been hoping for 40 to what, Marv? What was the number? 40 to.
They are saying
55.
40. It was 45 to 55, but then they lowered it. Now it's 38 to 51.
And I think it's going to hit 38. So. Yeah, I think it's going to be 30. And by the way, I've been saying 38 for weeks now. Caro, this is a situation where they don't know what to do because they're supposed to be just totally positive about, you know, feminine films no matter what. And this is Millie Alcock, and she's supposed to have a career as Supergirl. It's supposed to be down with the patriarchy. So the fighting has begun, Caro. How does this play out, you know, with critics like Grace Randolph? Who's going to win this thing?
Well, I mean, it hasn't just started. I mean, they were doing smoke screens and defense well before this, like when they did like some interview with her like a while ago. And they were like, well, did House of the Dragon prepare you for playing Supergirl? And so she made some comment, and then immediately the fighting started at that point. So they were already doing this well before now. I think at this point, it's just going to escalate because this is the only way that they can really get traction for this movie at this point. Because, I mean, I can't speak for anybody else here, but, I mean, do we really want to go see it?
No, I'm forced to. But, I love the job, but I got to go see it. And if I did not have to do a review, there's no way. No way I'd be going to see this.
I will say this. I was more interested in this movie when the first trailer came out. And her continuing to talk about it has made it worse for me. So I'll say this. This is a movie that my expectations for a Supergirl movie are very low, but somehow she has made them even lower than they were.
Yeah, well, I didn't know Ziegler needed to have like competition, but you know, I guess sometimes it's like when you're trying to stay relevant, you have to like make that bar just a little lower somehow.
Wouldn't in your training to get ready for this, wouldn't you be told, do not compare yourself to Superman. Do not say you're stronger. Do not say you're better. Do not say you're weaker. Just avoid it. Like, wouldn't she be trained to know this is a PR fiasco if you go there?
She might just be sabotaging it because she doesn't want to do it anymore. That's another tactic to think about. Maybe she didn't have a good experience with the film, so she's just like shooting all of her toes off in hopes that they'll never bring her back.
You can't train the vodka.
Right. Yeah. That too.
Blaine, it's been said that she has some issues there. I just don't think that she... Well, let me say this. Blaine, I wonder if James Gunn signed her on for the next film, and I wonder if leadership at Warner Brothers in D.C. were not fully on board with that. I wonder.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds very possible, which after this press tour, I don't see how they would be on board with it. I mean, as Jonah said, I was more excited when the first trailer came out and was like, oh, this could be okay. And I even defended like her showing up at the end of Superman and whatever. And I'm like, I don't know, let's pump the brakes, wait and see what they do with it. And then she has just proven that this is the whole thing is a terrible idea. So,
there's another one pro that I am currently working on for that parkplace.com, but I can send you the Variety article on it. We don't have a video for it, but she doubled down on all the LGBT stuff as well on the red carpet. I can put that in the private chat for you. But yeah, she talked about how she is she's everything a modern woman should be, essentially, is what she said.
No.
According to Variety.
No.
I love that response. No.
No.
No. Here's the article as we wrap up this particular topic. Antonio Ferme says Millie Alcock embraces queer readings of Supergirl and loves how the movie ditches a romance storyline, a great representation of a modern woman. Yep, that's everything you need to get the superhero film to win. Everything you need. She's figured out the formula. She is doing everything the Marvels did and more. And now, folks, we're just going to see, can it go lower than the Marvels? I think, indeed, this is going to pull it off. You know, one of the greatest things we get to do each and every day is speak out and reach out to folks who don't know how entertainment works. And frankly, we think entertainment matters so, so much. It's why we do what we do. And you can help us send this out to even more folks. Click that like button, share, subscribe, and drop a comment down below. And wouldn't you know it, folks, we're even on Patreon. It's www.patreon.com/WDWPro. We've got to go, but until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.